Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Revi'i in Parshas Vayetze. Vayelech Ruvim b'miktzir chitim, saduda in basada, vayaveh osama el lea imo, vatoma rachal el leat nina midudei b'neich. And Ruvim went out in the days of the harvest of wheat, and he found Dudaim in the field, and he brought them to Leah, his mother. And Rachel said to Leah, please give me some of your son's Dudaim. Rashi comments that even though it was the days of the wheat harvest, we see the merit of the Shvatim, that they went and were picking the weeds. They weren't picking actual produce, but Dudaim are more like weed, wild growing plants, and that's what he picked and stayed away from any type of theft. Dudaim would seem some type of, it says sigali, which Rashi says in Arabic is yasmin, jasmine. But Tomer la hamaat kach tech es ishi v'la kach tagam es dudei b'ni v'tomer rachel lachen yishkav yimach halayla tachas dudei b'nech. So Leah says to Rachel, isn't it enough that you took my husband? You're also taking my son's jasmine, my son's dudaim. And Rachel says, therefore, you will be able to sleep together with Yaakov tonight in exchange for the dudaim of your son. Rashi adds, even though it was Rachel's night to be with Yaakov, however, she traded that for the dudaim, and Rashi says, as a result, she was not buried with Yaakov because she did not take this opportunity seriously enough and sold it for dudaim. Vayavo Yaakov min asade ba'era v'teitza leya likraso v'tome elai tavo ki sachar sechaticha b'dudai b'ni v'yishkav yima b'layla hahu. And Yaakov came from the field, and Leah went out to greet him and said, tonight you were with me because I have hired you, as it were, with the dudaim of my son, and he slept with her that night. Rashi adds that this helped, that from this union would come Yisachar. Vayishma Elokim el Leah v'tahar v'tele l'Yaakov ben Chamishi. And Hashem heard Leah's tefilos. Rashi says that she really, really wanted to have more of the Shvatim. And she conceived and gave birth to a fifth son for Yaakov. V'tomer Leah, Nasan Elokim Secharei, Asher Nasati Shivchasi Leishi, V'tikra Shemo Yisachar. And Leah said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my payment because I gave my Shivcha to my husband, and she called him the son Yisachar. V'tahar Od Leah V'teled Ben Shishi LeYaakov, and Leah conceived once again and gave birth to a sixth son to Yaakov. V'tomer Leah, Zavadeni Elokim Osi Zevetov Hapam Yizbaleni Ishi Kiyadali Shisha Vanim Vatikra Shmo Zavulin. Leah said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a good portion. This time Yaakov will dwell with me because I have given birth to six of his sons, more than any of the other wives. And therefore, she called him Zevulun. Va'achar yalda vas v'tikra es shema Dina. Afterwards, she gave birth to a daughter, and she called her daughter Dina. Rashi says this is because she did the math and realized that if she had another son, then Rachel would have less children than even the Shivchos, than Zilpah and Bilha, and that wasn't right. So in order that Rachel shouldn't be embarrassed, she davened, and the fetus was turned to a girl. V'yizkor Elokim es Rachel, v'yishma eleha Elokim v'yivtach es Rachma. And Hashem remembered Rachel, and he heard her, and he opened her womb. V'tar v'telet ben v'tomer asaf Elokim es cherpasi. And she conceived and gave birth to a son, and she said, Hashem will hide my embarrassment. Rashi points out that Rachel immediately began to be able to have children after Leah cared so much about Rachel's embarrassment. In the same way, that Rachel cared about Leah's embarrassment so many years before. While Rachel was worried that she shouldn't be divorced by Yaakov and then end up having to marry Esav. Vatikra Shemo Yosef Lemor Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. And she called him Yosef, saying, Hashem should add to me another son. Rashi says that Rachel also knew about the Nevuah that Yaakov will have 12 sons, and she davened that the last one should come from her, and hence this is all that she was davening for. Vayhi kasher yalda Rachel es Yosef vayomer Yaakov elavan shalcheni va'alecha el makomi ulayartzi. After Rachel gave birth to Yosef, Yaakov said to Lavan, send me and I will go back to my place, to my land. Once Yosef was born, we know that Yosef is the spiritual enemy of Esav, because the Pasuk says that Beis Yaakov will be fire, Beis Yosef will be a spark or a flame, and Beis Esav will be straw, and the fire will go, and a flame will leap and be able to affect something far away. And Yosef is that enemy of Esav, that enemy of straw. More about this in a later Rashi. Tina es nashai v'siladai asher avati oscha v'hem v'alecha ki ata yadati es avodasi asher avaditicha. Give me my wives and my children that I worked for, they work for you, and I will go, because you know all of my work that I worked for you. Rashi points out, Bahen, for them, which is a plural female version of for them, female, meaning that he's not talking about the sons, the children are his. We're talking about the wives, and he worked for the wives. Fayomer elav Lavan, imna matzasi chen be'einecha, nichashti v'varcheni Hashem biglalecha. I did magic to divine, and I see that Hashem has blessed me because of you. Through Rashi says, through my divinations, because I use divining magic, I was able to find out that you are the source of the blessing. Before you came, I was not blessed with any sons. That's why my daughters were tending the sheep, because that was not the way in Aram Naharaim back in the day. They were not so liberated to send their daughters out to tend the sheep, but I had no sheep. And now we see that there are sons. We'll see them in future Pesukim, that there are sons of Lavan. So we see that Yaakov came, and as a result, there were sons born to the house of Lavan because of the blessing that Yaakov was bringing with him.